Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bouchard.
Hello and welcome to the Power Play Point Podcast. Once again, this is the Blue Liner on Point, joining you live to tape from Glen Burnie, Maryland. And we're here for another week of Caps Hockey Talk. And 2018-2019 season is finally underway, although you wouldn't know it. Thanks to this long layoff, the scheduling wizards at the good old NHL head office have decided to foist upon us. But we still have plenty to talk about, and we're live to tape, as I said, on this Uber conference channel that we have. So you can call in at the posted information if you are in the Power Play Point podcast membership or can get to our Facebook room. Our call-in and PIN number information is there. Do hope to hear from you soon. We're going to go at this for about the window's open for about an hour or so. And so we're going to go for that. Like I said, hope to hear from our fans and listeners from there. And to join me, as always, to help me out and discuss with me the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's a lot of that. There's no ugly with this person at all. She is the memeing mermaid mentalist, our teaching prodigy from Centerville, Virginia. She is the beautiful, wonderful Anna Knox.
Greetings. How are you, Cal?
I can't describe it because due to recent events, I'm both on cloud nine and I also have my angry on. So, but to temper that, the latter, I have my nice big 25-ounce can of Bud Ice to temper that, hopefully.
Fabulous. Drinking Gill is always fun.
Yes, it is.
Anna's always drinking, so I'm just going to go with the norm.
The norm being what this time?
Vodka tonic.
Ah.
I said, yes. Yeah, I said, I'm always drinking.
I should know that. I apologize. I should know that by now.
Yes. Commando, vodka tonic. Come on now.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what? You go ahead. I don't. I'd rather just ride the Stanley Cup wave of all the people who were there on Sunday and had an amazing experience and awesome photos, because I was living vicariously through all of you after I got completely I don't even know what the word is.
Shafted.
Yeah, if we want to go down that route, sure. Yeah, but you know what happens, and just like my personal, and I'm pretty sure that we've talked about this before, but I can get really put off, you know, just really pissed for about 5 minutes, and then I'm done. So I had my 5 minutes definitely at Hershey, definitely standing in line, and was about to go postal on the next person that said something to me. Absolutely. And then I got in the car and was just like, fucking sucked, and wanted to stew. And I looked in the rear view mirror, and there's my daughter, you know, sweating profusely and never complained, never said anything. And so I'm like, you know what? Screw this. Pulled into McDonald's. She got an M&M McFlurry. Her day was awesome. We all just felt stuck, but I'm going to let you go into your experience. I don't want to rain on it. So tell us
well,
about
no,
Sunday.
I, No, this is, and I've said a thousand times, this is now as much your show as it is mine. So if you're of course welcome to bitch, but yes, I mean there was an element of suck to the trip. Pardon me. So just to recount for those who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, although you ought to be if you're a Caps fan. The Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's prize, itself and himself was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the city of chocolate, this past Sunday, October the 7th, for the second game of the Hershey Bears 2018-19 season, as they played the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. More on that game later. The Mrs. and I went up there. Of course, you were there. I understand that Tony Olcott was there. Chris Levesque was there. I met up with him a couple times. Sonia Kendall of the Washington Capitals Loyal Hockey Fans page was also there. I saw her, didn't get to spend any time with her, though. A lot of other friends and fellow fans that we've met up in the room across over the years were also there. But, you know, due to certain circumstances, couldn't exactly meet up. But in any case, yeah, we all went up there. And so the Mrs. Blue Liner and I get there, okay? I'll get into Hershey. And my plan was to, because we had left at around 11-ish. So my plan, and it's about an hour and a half drive from where we are. So my plan was to get something to eat there and then hop in the line or whatever. So we get there, we get into Hershey, get into town, and figure, okay, well, there's a certain place that's down the street from the attractions, because the giant arena and Hershey Park are next to each other. And this place, I won't glorify them, but I will tell you they rhyme with Lead Goblin, a certain so-called gourmet burger place. So we get in there, okay, and it's packed, it's busy. There are a lot of fellow Caps fans there. We can tell, Caps and Bears fans can tell by the apparel. And so we get there, and we're only two of us, so they seat us fairly quickly. Figure, okay, it's not gonna be too bad. 25 minutes later, they get us our appetizer that we ordered. 25 more, we got the boneless bonsai wings, chicken wings.
Okay.
And as it turned out, we were lucky to get them. And as I was saying, 25 minutes later, we still hadn't gotten our main course that we both had ordered for ourselves. And we're looking at the clock like, you know what, that line's probably filling up. So screw this. Cancel our order. We're getting out of here. Our doofus waiter turned out he filed the order too late or something like that. But to his credit, he apologized profusely about it, and the restaurant pretty much comped our check, it was nice of them, but still, I mean, it was just for one lousy plate of wings. I mean, how much could it have been? That's really all we ate. And they gave us some coupon cards or something like that, but really, I mean, extremely disappointing service. And the missus was extremely pissed herself, because for her to say something, that takes a lot, and that speaks to her personality. It takes a lot to tick her off, but she was fairly ticked. So we got out of there in a bad mood. We go over to the Giant Center, which is maybe a half mile away, and we get into the line, and that's where the clusterfuck starts. So we're standing there, and it is, to quote Roscoe P. Coltrane, horrendous heat. Did not expect that. 80 degree weather.
Fucking unbearable.
Yeah, you were there. Spotted you within, the missus spotted you within about 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's, I don't know if that's Anna or not. And she's like, no.
That's
no,
hilarious. Well, that's like, when I got that text message and it's like, are you wearing sunglasses? I'm like, yes, super hot and sunny out. And you're like, we can see you. Like, that's creepy. So, of course, like, I'm looking around like, please tell me you're not standing next to me, because that would, I would have felt really stupid, because I have a tendency to just be completely oblivious. And then I looked, then I was like, okay, scanning. And then I saw you too. I was like, hey, there they are. But I couldn't see out of line because the guy who was behind me was nice enough to say, oh, hey, if you guys want to go under that one provided tent, you know, I'll save your place. Don't even worry about it. And he was concerned with my mom being a little bit older. And then, of course, Avery, he was just like, you know, they should. So I'm like, you know what? They can go in the shade and I'll stand in the sun. And I don't know. I just keep trying to tell myself that it was probably for the best that I didn't have a picture with the Stanley Cup, because I was a hot fucking mess. I mean, I'm just one of those people that just, and like, as long, I mean, I've been here since 2004. My body will never, ever, ever, ever adjust to humidity, ever. I'm a California girl at heart, forever. I like want those temps. This pisses
you're a,
me off.
You're a NoCal girl, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't have humidity.
Right.
But yeah, Bay Area. So it's like, oh my God. So now, you know what? And I just completely cut you off. I'm so sorry. Go back to your story.
No. I was about to segue to that we saw you, and I wasn't sure it was you, and the missus was like,
oh,
yeah,
hot fucking mess.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't going to say that.
But I did.
She spotted you because she recognized you, and I'm like, I'm not so sure, because I don't know. I don't know if I was just out of it or I was just still ticked off from the meal or what. I don't know. But she was like, no, that's her. And as it turned out, yes, it was you. And so I don't know. I wish I could have gone up and talked to you, but I just want to stand in line, get it over with. And so we waited and we waited and we waited and we waited. And my impression was that they were going to start the line for viewing the cup at 3:30. Little did I know what they actually meant was that they were going to let people in the damn building at 3:30.
Right.
And
had I known that,
I think we would have planned things a little bit better, but I don't know. And there was, I do remember this much. There was this guy who was setting up the little signs, no flash photography, you must empty your pockets. Those stupid little signs, a reminder that there was a security check. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy ended up going over to, there were like, I don't know, five or six lines waiting to get into the building. And he ended up going to the far right. And he was shouting instructions to those people in that line. So we couldn't hear very well. And Jenny, that's the missus, she was like, well, he's shouting instructions over there, but I can't hear what he's saying. And as it turned out, I think what he was saying was the instruction that turned out to be the clusterfuck that ensued, the clusterfuck chaos that ensued at 3:30 when they started letting people in. Yeah. Folks at Giant Center, shame on you, because you piss poor planned this thing. But, okay, so it's 3:30 comes.
Yeah.
Okay. We all get let in. You're towards the front. Now, this, I felt really bad for you, but you're towards the front. You're one of the first people in.
Right.
And then we finally get through the metal detector and all that crap. And then we don't even get in the building. And the one of the guards mumbles something about, oh, you have to get into another line to see the cup. Had we not heard that, we probably never would have gotten anywhere near the damn cup. And I don't know where you were. I don't know where you could pick it up from here, but I don't know where you were at the time. You were probably in the damn building. So how did you hear about this?
Okay, so we had a 2.5 hour drive one way. Had a heinous, like, we were to go to Wendy's. That place had a line out the door. I'm like, seriously, no. My daughter is hungry. Like, I was, you know, you're just getting to that point where it's like, oh my God. So I pulled a McDonald's, which I never do, and was just like, okay, whatever, we'll go inside. Now there's one person working the register and there's like 800 people there. Oh my God, slowest service ever, you know, and it'd be different if I could be like, it was the best, you know, chicken nugget I ever had or whatever, whatever I ordered. It still wasn't. And so that just was like, okay, I just want to get there. Okay, we got $10 for parking. Okay. Parked towards the line, was just like, hey, this is really great. Saw a couple of people. They had, I think, like, what, 13 or whatever of those security things to go through. And I thought, wow, they're really on it. I step into a line. There's a couple in front of us, and in front of them happened to be Sonia Kendall, which is funny because here I am, like, you know, when you're looking at somebody and I'm like, God, I know you from somewhere. Like, I know you from somewhere. I probably had beers with you somewhere. And this is really sad that I can't remember. But because I was so irritated with the heat, I couldn't even, like, I couldn't be pleasant to anybody. So it's probably good that you and I didn't talk, because I probably would have been like, fucking asshole. Not you, me. I would have been a total asshole. And she's standing there. So I was like, oh, and then it dawned on me, because I think her husband or somebody called her name. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I know she's a huge fan. She had her Wilson jersey on. It was awesome. But now we're standing there, you know, and now it's 2:20. Okay, 2:30. They said, somebody was like, oh, yeah, I think they're going to open the doors, but the line's going to, they're going to start letting people line up for the cup at 2:30. So we were under the impression they were opening the doors, the Giant Center, for us to go in and wait for the cup. Oh, no, no, no. So now we're in this heat index of, what, 96 or whatever somebody was saying. You couldn't bring, you know, they're like, no liquids, no this, no that. Okay, so now all of us are thirsty. People are dehydrating, you know. The woman behind me, this elderly woman, was pretty much passing out, that the two of the security guards had to come and walk her in because she was pale as a ghost and collapsing because of the heat. And now we're standing there, and now it's 3:00, and here come the security guards. And I'm like, seriously, guy, take it down a notch. You have a security uniform on, like, you don't have any weapons or anything. Quit looking like you're some, you know, badass special ops, you know, Marine guy, whatever the fuck it is. I was like, dude, you're in a line for a hockey game. Quit trying to make this bigger than it is. So he's standing there and, like, you know, he's just staring everybody down. I'm like, God, you're a prick. And now I'm just getting annoyed because I'm like, no, it's like really freaking hot. And they let us in at 3:30. Everyone, you know, like, we're going in, and I'm like, you know what, this is fine. I'm going to go in. We're going to be, you know, however many people behind in line, but we're going to be inside. Air conditioned, you know, we can get something to drink, whatever. So we're now walking in, and we see all these people swarming to the right. And we're like, wow, okay, we're going to follow the crowd. So we go all the way to the right. We're pretty much like a good quarter of a way around the arena. And this sea of people starts running the other way. Now I'm looking for my daughter. I'm looking for my mom. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I look at the security woman, and I was like, listen, I'm just going to, what the fuck? Like, and she said, about 2 minutes ago, they decided to change the policy. And now you had to be scanned to be let in, to go through a line to get a ticket, this yellow neon ticket, to go back outside to get in line to see the cop. And I looked at her, and I was, and she just shook her head. And I was like, I'm not going to kill the messenger, but what the hell? And she's like, trust me. And I was like, okay, so here I am thinking, we're going to exit the building. We're going to get our yellow ticket. They must have it roped off. it's not possible you can't get your ticket with the cup after they scanned your tickets and gave you a yellow ticket. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. All the 25,000 people that were in line behind me didn't have to go into the building, didn't have to get a yellow ticket, and they all ran to the other side of the building to be in line for the cup. So at one point when we're sitting there, and now everyone's sweaty, and I'm just like, okay, my car is right there. I could go get water. We're sitting in the shade, and someone comes down and says, the place where you're at right now is going to be over 3.5 hours. So that tells you where I saw you. I saw Chris Levesque. I was super glad to see him because, you know, he was like, yeah, my God, what? I mean, we're like, you know, I, of course, hot mess, whatever. Met his brother. I was like, hey, this is great. Like, this is going to be really cool. And then this happened. And honestly, my mother fell ill. My daughter was, you know, done. I was done. And we got up and left. And I drove. So yeah, $135. No, let's just call it an even $200 because with food and gas and the tickets to get out there and 5 hours worth of driving, and I have nothing to show for it. Nothing.
Yeah, I felt,
except
yeah,
a fat fucking headache.
I just felt so bad for you when they rushed us over. Well, nobody told us where to go. We
right.
more or less figured out where the new line was starting. So we got over there as quickly as we could. And then
right.
this second line that they arbitrarily decided to form, without telling us anything, just formed. And we were lucky, Jenny and I, that we had not gotten in the building.
Yeah.
Because as it turned out, like you said, anyone who had gotten in the building and was had their ticket scanned had to get that stupid yellow voucher. That's there was confusion about that for a while.
Right.
Because we're thinking, okay, if we don't have this little yellow thing, we can't get to see the cup. And then finally, after about a half an hour of standing around, somebody came down and said, oh, no, you don't need that. That's for if you have your ticket scanned already. And okay.
Should have moved us to the front of the line because that's where we were and we were following directions.
Yeah, anybody who had their ticket scanned should have been, I agree with that. Anybody who had their ticket scanned should have been moved to the front of the line that was reformed on the whole other, that right-hand back door that they moved us all to. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately for us, though, they didn't do that because, I say us, after about another 15 minutes, which the line didn't move at all,
right.
The missus turns to me and says, good luck, and walks away and decides, she came here to see a hockey game, so she decides to go back to the front entrance. Get her ticket scanned and get our seats. And mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, all right, fine. I came here to see the damn cup, so I'm not moving. And then another 10 minutes after that, after she left, the line finally starts to move forward, creeping at first. And then I got to say, it actually picked up after that. And thank God for the guy with the lemonade cart that came by, because I don't know if I would have survived without that, because I was starting to get a little dehydrated, but it was a good 2 hours of waiting in that crazy line, even though it was moving fairly well, until finally I got that picture, and it was fairly easy. I wish I had maybe 10 more seconds, because I what I've always wanted to do, and maybe I'll get another shot at it later on in life. What I've always wanted to do, and I'm sure they have a picture of it somewhere online, but it's nowhere near like seeing it live. What I've always wanted to do is look inside the bowl and read the inscription there, because the original inscription of the first awarding of the cup is there to the Montreal Amateur Athletic Association. I've always wanted to see that up close. There's gazillions of pictures of the cap's name, so I didn't need to see that. I wasn't going to waste everybody's time and scan through that. I put my hands on the damn thing and got my picture. That's what I wanted, but if I had just had a few more seconds to see that, that would have been great. But that process was fairly easy. You go to the computer monitor after that. You tell it to send it to your email, and then bing, bang, boom, not even 5 seconds after that, I had it posted to the show's Facebook page and to my personal page. I want to take time out to all my 50-odd friends so far that have commented on that, many of whom don't give two farts about hockey, but recognize the significance of that moment. So I want to thank all of them for leaving the comments of that, and of course our listeners as well. And then I got to see the actual game, or the rest of it anyway. I'd missed the whole first freaking period. A quick word about that. I know it's the second game of the season for those guys, for the baby caps, but two words: puck possession. Learn to do it somehow, because they ain't got it, and they're lucky they lost by a 2-1 count, because it could have been way worse. And that's how that game went. But I don't want to spend too much time on that. Hopefully the drive back for you though wasn't too bad. Sound like that.
It wasn't. I mean,
recovered nicely. So
yeah, well, and it was very funny because Avery was like, "Oh, Mom, like, you were so excited." And I thought, okay, here's one of those, like, teachable parenting moments where, you know, I certainly had the fuck, blah, blah, blah moments, which she's, you know, heard, like I said. But I don't carry that for, you know, too long. But, you know, when you're tired and you're hot, like, I felt like I was having a toddler moment. Like, I totally could have just dropped to the ground and had a tantrum. Just because I was so overheated and I was so thirsty and I was hungry, you know, it was like everything that could have annoyed you did. And then, you had, you know, the people around, like, we had Sonya in front of us. And then I had a guy behind me wearing a Crosby jersey, decked out head to toe in Penn stuff. And the guy next to me wearing a Phil Kessel jersey. And I was like, God, I hate both of you. I was like, I don't even know who you guys are, but you're just, go away. Like, I was like, oh, it would have been so funny to do Facebook Live. And I was like, no, you know, having like one of those moments. But honestly, like by the time I went, you know, we got out of there and, you know, Avery was like, "I'm sorry, Mom, that you didn't get to see the Stanley Cup." She's like, "Because I just wanted to see Tom Wilson." I'm like, "Well, he wasn't there, but okay." I'm like, "We talked about this and you know, whatever." So if I have to look at it and get on the soapbox rant, that part just sucked, you know. It took the whole day, and it was like, you know, thank God I wasn't in traffic, or maybe I would be at a worse mood. But I will say, so there is a gentleman who I just know his handle, I believe it is Donnie Mac, on Twitter, who has, he, I think, recently has become a Power Play Point listener, who is a season ticket holder there. And he contacted me because he was like, "Oh, I hear that, you know, you're going to be there. And I'm also from Winnipeg." And I was like, "Oh, that's so great," and whatever. Ooh. And I will tell you that he was like, "Hey, did you get a chance to get your picture?" And I said, "You know what? No." And I try to keep some of my messages short, because I certainly didn't want people to think that I was, you know, going to seriously go postal. But I'm like, I was heat angry. Like, I'm not a violent person. And he was very cool. And honestly, he was like, "Please don't think that this is, you know, how, you know, the Hershey fans are, and, you know, the people out here, like, that's, I'm really sorry for your disappointment," as, you know, he's at all the Hershey Bears. So really hats off to that guy, because I appreciated the fact that he could sympathize. There was no gloating or anything like that. It was like, genuinely, like, "I'm so sorry that this happened to you." And of course, it's like, you know, I can't hold it against the entire Hershey Bear organization. I don't even know who was in charge of this situation, but it was a complete disappointment and a complete letdown. And I'm out $200, and it's like, that sucks. But, you know, what can you do? Like, there's nothing I can do. I mean, people have asked, like, oh, do this, do that. I'm like, I doubt I'm the only person that complained. And when I do complain, I don't, you know, I'm professional about it because, you know, I was just like, listen, this is not cool. Ask for a refund. Totally not going to get that. But, you know, it never hurts to ask. So I put it out there and was like, well, you know, it didn't happen for me. But like I said earlier, the fact that you and the Levesque brothers and Sonia and, you know, whomever else were there had their opportunity, totally and heartfully thrilled for you guys. So that, yeah. That, you know, I could walk away being okay with that.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, poor Tony, who ended up getting to the back of the line and, of course, because he was so far back, he got to the second queue that they created a little too late. So he told me later through messaging that he abandoned that and just ended up watching as much of the game as he could, which really sucked for him because he made a day out of it. He made a kind of a weekend trip out of it. He booked a room up there and everything. And that just really sucked. But, hopefully, we all get another chance at it. We all get another shot at it soon. And I kind of felt really stupid because as it turned out, Sonia was at a couple of points 10 feet away from me. And I actually ended up looking at her, and the moment I was about to, the word was about to come out of my mouth, that's when the guard said, "Oh, you guys got to go here." And then next thing I know, we're walking towards the other side of the building, and then it was just instant chaos everywhere. Just Sonia, if you're listening, just want to apologize to you. I did mean to say hi. I did want to get together with you, but saw your picture and. Just kind of, probably the last thing I'm going to say about it, but loved you guys' picture. And there was that jerk on Twitter who criticized her tattoo. And that guy's not a real Caps fan. I looked at some of his tweets. He's some 59-year-old fanboy that is just wanted to be an asshole about everything. So Sonia, don't let it get you down. We talked about this. We messaged this on her fan page, but don't let it get you down, Sonia. You got an awesome tattoo, so you're fabulous.
Why are people like that? And I don't even know her. And I told her, I was like, I did not realize it was you until afterwards. Got the sweetest message from her where she was like, I looked at you and was like, God, she's so familiar. I was like, we probably would have been fine. Whatever. And I didn't realize that someone how much time do you have on your hands to make fun of someone's tattoo? Like, get a life, asshole. Whatever.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
I mean,
so you know what?
Yeah, really. Come on. You know, it's be happy that they got to see the cup. You know, be happy for a fellow fan that got to see the cup. You got to stand there and criticize, say that their tattoo is disgusting. Come on. That's what you notice. That's what you take away from all of that. Come on. I mean, I'm not going to glorify this guy, but.
He doesn't deserve our time, so.
No, he doesn't. But Sonia certainly does, and so she is, if you're not familiar with her, she's an admin of the Washington Capitals Hockey Fans fan page in Facebook, and she has graciously allowed us to post our content there amongst other pages as well, such as the True Caps Fans does. So I actually hope to get her on here someday.
That'd be great.
To either call in or do a guest spot. So, yeah, be absolutely great. So, Sonia, if you're listening, we'd love to get you on sometime, and love to meet up with you as well. And you're totally awesome, and don't let that jerk get you down. So I think we're going to wrap up the mention of the cup visit there and move on to some other topics. Believe it or not, there were two actual hockey games that were played over the course of the last week. Not to mention the banner raising. I want to do it justice, but I mean the cup kind of trumps all. So we're not going to spend too much time on that. But the banner raising, we saw in game one. It sucked that Joby and Locker did not have the spotlight for that. I think it would have been awesome if they had the commentary, but of course they made it a national game, and so it was on NBCSN. But Doc Emmerich, to his credit, knew the historical significance of that and knew enough to just kind of let the moment play out, just basically stop saying things and let the moment play out. It was just a beautiful sight to see, to raise the banner. I think if I had one criticism, it was a little too awkward where they actually put the thing. I get that they kind of want to stand out, but I think it should be kind of amongst the other banners. I get that they want to stand out again, but it just looked a little strange where they put it. But other than that, it was an absolutely beautiful ceremony and, of course, a beautiful game. Anna, what did you think when you saw it?
Are we getting a call?
Yeah. Let me check. We may be.
Is this Rochelle?
It is.
Aww. Oh, sweet. Rochelle, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
We'll stop what we're talking about here and segue into our call-in.
Perfect timing then.
Absolutely. Great. We were going to talk about the banner raising a little bit in the game, but no, this was meant to be a call-in show. So we got about, Anna, you good on time? We got about 20 minutes?
Yeah. No, I'm good. But I would actually love Rochelle's opinion on that banner raising and that Boston beating.
Oh, my God. So many tears. Oh, got me all in the feels.
You know what? It was classy. You know, it wasn't over the top. It was just enough to say, okay, tearjerker moments, but then I could, like, you know, flip and be like, all right, it's time to kick some Boston ass.
That's right. And that's exactly what they did. They came out to play. And that was an amazing start to the season because I know a lot of people were kind of hating on the fact that they were going to come out and just, you know, not have the same momentum. But they really are showing that they really are trying to go back-to-back.
Oh, I agree.
That was a sweet game to watch. I hate to be the controlling bastard in all of this, but Rochelle, introduce yourself to our listeners out there and kind of tell us about yourself and how you got into the Caps a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I'm Rochelle Wilcox. I'm from Southern Maryland, like an hour and a half south of D.C. I've been watching hockey my whole life. I was actually, I grew up with hockey. He's from St. Louis, so he's still very bitter about the Caps winning a cup before the Blues did. So he's still not let it go, and that we have Oshie and he doesn't. I like to rub that in at any given time that I can. I was sure to let him know that Oshie got the first goal of the season. He loved that.
And then the two in the Pens game at 21 seconds. It was like, yes.
Oh man, I was like, yes. But then that quickly went south. So
right.
It was still a great game, though. I mean,
it was. No, Rochelle and I met briefly at a meeting, a Caps fans meeting. We'll leave it at that. And as we spoke, it was one of those moments where you're looking at somebody like, God, she is awesome, and she's got such a great energy and so, you know, a huge fan and everything. And we just clicked and it was fun. And so then to ask, you know, if she'd want to come on, just felt right. Like it was like, oh yeah, you know, just, you know, call
absolutely,
in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let us know what you're thinking. So it's been good. And now, Gil, what you don't know is that Rochelle and I are actually going to see each other on Friday.
Yes.
Because, and if, I mean, for me, I'm like, please redeem myself with that freaking cup.
I know. Anything. So, yeah. No kidding.
But they're having this huge, the lineup, I don't even know if you saw, there's like 300 former pro athletes, you name it. And then like Eric Estrada. I was like, what? How did he fit in
there? I know, I saw that. I was like, how did he fit into the mix, right? Yeah,
right. I mean, it's very weird, but they're going to be at the Dallas Expo. And it just so happens that my boy Tommy and Ovechkin, Barakovsky, my boy Sana,
Eller,
DSP, and then she just told me today that Kempney is just added, so I may have to.
Yep.
But they're signing autographs, taking pictures, and I am so excited. So I'm like, God, how do you top off a night of being like Wilson, Vrana, Smith-Pelly, probably Kempney, you can't afford Ovechkin, because I'm going to put
my
money towards Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Overall.
I just want to jump in real quick. You spoke about Kempney, and so I just want to say something real quick. There was a note. I follow Tom Galitti, who is the NHL.com beat columnist exclusively to the Caps. I saw a tweet from him that Kempney is working himself into game shape. So evidently,
yeah,
he looks like he's shaking off his concussion issues. He's probably going to be in the next game against the Knights. He practiced earlier today wearing a contact jersey. So I would say he's probably ready to go. You'll probably see him in the defense pairing. So be ready for that. And that'll be, let me jump into the schedule here.
Wednesday night.
That'll be
Wednesday. Yeah,
tomorrow,
yeah,
Wednesday
night.
Is the game. Yeah. Tomorrow night is the game against the Knights.
That's going to be an epic matchup.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I agree. That'll be the cup rematch. And, so I think, I don't know if Fleury's going to start, but,
they would probably try to start him tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah, they're going to be raring to go, and that's going to be another one hell of a game. And then they have the Caps have another back to back. So they start the season with a back to back. They're off for like almost a week. Then it's another back to back. They go up to Jersey, play the Devils Thursday,
and then Friday I guess home. They'll be back to Dallas for the Expo.
Yep.
Better.
And then Saturday,
yeah,
it's back home against the Leafs. And I think that's going to round out the week for them. But, good news about Kempney. Looks like he's going to be back. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Well,
no, I'm glad. And I'm glad to see that he's in the lineup. I think, you know, like I said, the Ovechkin and actually in Wilson, like both of them were like $145 just to have an autograph, and then of course if you wanted to add a picture, it was going to be, and I was like, oh, God, breaking the bank. So I settled on my three, and I felt like I'm going to bring my daughter with me and you know, bring the original picture I have with her and Tom Wilson.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, and you know, this is it, like that's who she likes, but this is the one time that she took a picture with him a couple years ago. It's one of my favorites. And then now when I got this message for you, I was like, oh my God, Kempney. I was like, that's good stuff right there. So I may be like, screw it, let's do it.
I got Kempney, Wilson, and Vrana right now. But
yeah,
could be
autographs.
For pictures.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. I'm like, you know, it's an 8x10.
Right.
Whatever. Like I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it because there's very kind of limited things that you could bring in, and certain jerseys
right.
were allowed, but
yep.
you couldn't add. So I was like, and I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And it was either one Ovechkin, which, you know, who wouldn't want that? Of course I would.
Of course,
or I could
yeah.
get the other guys. And I was like, you know, but my number 13 is just,
man, he's,
yeah, that's.
He's, I'm telling you, like the next couple of years, he's going to be one to watch for sure.
Absolutely. And that's, and I think him, I know Nick Doubt is not a rookie, but I feel like he's been a good connection on the team, good chemistry there. And I'm looking, I don't know, I'm pumped. I think Wednesday, or tomorrow, I should say, is going to be.
I know, it doesn't feel like tomorrow's Wednesday.
No. It's going to be a great game. Don't really care so much about the Devils, but I will say Toronto is not a team to mess with this year.
And Austin Matthews has been back.
Yeah.
Austin Matthews is just, he's a beast.
Well, between him, you got Tavares who scored a hat trick.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they just have a really strong team, and they're just really out to kick some ass. I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're coming home, and let's just, you know, because I thought that when we played Boston, I thought, you know, of course they look good. Everyone was on an adrenaline rush. I mean, shit, 7-0 was phenomenal. But I wanted to see with the second game. I needed to see them, you know, off that high,
yep.
unfortunately, in Pittsburgh. But I really thought, and I was going to bring this up with Gil at some point tonight, was just, I thought that game was outstanding because everybody was physical.
Yeah.
Like not just physical dirty, like, you know, of course you're always going to have the stupid penalties, but just physical in the sense of where they needed to be on the ice, where they were overall. And I think they kind of threw the Pens for a loop, to be honest, for a little bit, to be like, holy shit, like, where'd this come from?
Right.
And that's what I wanted to see. It wasn't the end result, but a high scoring game. I mean, if we went in and, you know, beat Boston 7-0 the night before and then turn around and lost to the Pens 7-0, I would be like, what the hell just happened? But we fought it, you know, till the end, and it just, you know, Chris Letang, like a minute 30 into OT, and it's like,
I know,
but
Letang,
you can't.
Now.
Right,
yeah, what,
like he's
what,
another one. He's your powerhouse, what, unfortunately.
Yeah, what
Sorry,
are you going
to
do about that? And I thought, the Pittsburgh game, the end result was disappointing, but I was proud of our guys for getting a point out of that. Anna, okay, real quick, just we need to ask you, how are you doing on time? How much time do you have left?
What time is it?
It's 10 after 6 right now, pretty much.
Okay, I have about 5 minutes.
So I think, unfortunately, since you're low on time, I think we're going to have to wrap it up here. Real quick, both of you ladies, your take on the Wilson suspension and how it's going to affect the team going forward. Each of you, I want to want you both to take about 2 minutes to talk about that, and then we got to wrap it up because it looks like Anna's got to get going.
I do. Rochelle, as guest, go for it.
This still pains me. I mean, yeah, okay. So Wilson, he's got a target on him. That's like all there is to it, really. I mean, they look for him for any little thing that he's going to do. I mean, was it? I mean, he should know better than to do hits like that, yes. But then you turn around and you see guys beating up Eller, who's, like, right. not a fighter for no reason, and then nothing happened. So, like, the NHL, I mean, you've got to have some kind of consistency with your rules. That's my big gripe with it. But I think there's just such a target on Wilson that they're going to find any little thing for him. So. I did
yeah.
hear, so he's appealing the 20-game suspension. Has there been any word on that?
Not as far as I know. There's a little confusion on that. I don't know if he actually filed it or it was an automatic appeal by the Players Association. I've heard both. But it has been filed. It is in place. I'll be honest about that. That that process probably won't bear much fruit, because even if there is a reduction, it probably won't be until he's served like 2/3 of it anyway,
right, to be honest.
So, Anna, I know you're dying to give your 2 cents worth on this, so we'll let you have that, and then wrap up the episode here.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I will say, when we did the podcast last week and my people were asking my opinion on it, I thought, okay, you know what? They're probably going to give him 10 games. Would I agree with it? No. Do I understand repeat offender? Yes. I probably would have been okay with six to 10. And the reason why is it was pretty, I mean, it was a reckless hit. Luckily, the guy didn't have more injury.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel like, okay, so you go and you do this and it was reckless and you're not a rookie and they're just kind of like, you know, Tom Wilson, we are done with your antics. Okay, then this is his time to, you know, step up to the plate. We talked about this last week. However, what pisses me off is that if you have an 82 game season, you're out for 25% of it for a hit that player is still, he's fine. You know, he's out
right.
there. There was not that I want to see somebody get, you know, seriously injured, but there wasn't this big thing. And then you have Marshawn, you know, beating the crap out of Eller.
Right.
And like you said, and getting nothing. And then of course, tomorrow night when they play, I hate Reeves. I hate the guy. And he had a dirty hit. And he got absolutely nothing. So I agree with you, Rochelle. Like, it is, he's got a target on him, and it's a shame. But I do hope, you know, he's still going to practice, still going to work out, still going to be it and be ready.
Yeah.
It just sucks that we're not going to see him until, like, November.
Well,
so
I think that 20 games is just insane. Like,
yeah, I was just trying to think of, like, you know, recent situations, and it's like, okay, well, then you pretty much gave the same penalty whatever you want to call it, like taking away the games or whatever else to Nate Schmidt for testing positive for, you know, so I'm like, how do you put those two in the same boat? It's like, oh, well, you might have a drug in your system. I'm not saying that Schmidt did, but I'm just saying he tested positive for something. So they're like, this is no joke. And then you got Wilson, and it's like, okay, you're going to give him the same extreme when, come on, like, did he deserve a couple of games, maybe up to 10? Sure as hell not 20. So I feel, yeah, I'm frustrated, but I'm impressed with how the team has played without him. And I just hope that they just keep, you know, whether or not Brett Connolly is going to be the guy, I'm not really sure if he is. But I just want to see them just continuing to play strong, and that one.
Yeah, they got to keep that momentum for sure.
Yeah, and once Wilson comes back, awesome. And you know what? And I'll be like, hey, I'll see you Friday night.
Yeah,
like all excited. And you just keep, you know, and you just keep being you. And the fact that, you know, they, the banner raising and the team, the team, the fans, everybody went crazy when they called 43 out on the ice, and I thought, you know, there you go. You know, we're not alone. We all support you. You may just have to reel it in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth for that one, Anna. It's good on you to point that out. That he probably got the loudest cheer when they had the home opener, and they did all the player introductions. And he came out, and of course, he was in full gear, but was, of course, not going to play. And, yes, again, he got the loudest cheer. So he has our support. My take on the suspension, really fast here, was 20 games excessive? Yes, it was definitely excessive. I think they took his history way too much into account. Yes, I get that this would have been his fourth incident, quote-unquote, in 13 months within a calendar year. I get that, but you want to make a statement, I think double digits, 10, anywhere from 10 to 15 games would have made the point.
Right.
I think 20 games is far too much. I don't know what you want him to do. I don't know how he's going to be able to change his game going forward. The league made their point. Okay, fine. But again, I don't know how you want him to change his game because that's who he is. But obviously, unfortunately, he's going to have to do that. Okay, so Anna, can you
Well, and
on?
Have the same standards across the board. Don't do it for one, exactly. But
right.
Not for the other.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
You're going to hold somebody to 20 games for PED. You're going to, you know, and then turn around and not do anything about
yep.
Marshawn, who mugged Eller, basically.
Of all people, Eller. Like, really?
Right. Eller, who's like, you know, no fun. Madison Bowie,
yeah.
Same thing. You know, it's like, Marshawn, what are you going to do? You're going to pick on this? I hope. You know, we get Kenny back and we get a couple of the other guys back. And next time we see Boston, it's like, okay, bring it on. Well, and Wilson
mm-hmm.
will be playing then, but.
Yeah, no,
all right,
I,
Rochelle.
I don't think we're going to worry about that.
No. I will cut out. I don't know if you guys want to continue chatting. Rochelle, I'm so stoked that you called. I love it. I'm
Heck
so
yeah,
glad.
I told you I would.
Yeah.
Well,
so you and I will see each other.
We're actually going to cut it off here, actually,
oh, okay.
Because I had a little thing I promised a friend of mine I would do. So I'm going to jump in here and kind of segue into that. But I spoke about, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I mentioned the wedding I did and the best person there, Rebecca Thomas, who is a huge Caps fan, has a tattoo of her own. I promised
That's
her
awesome.
I'd... I promised her I'd say a few words because, unfortunately, she's having a real hard time of it. Back in June of this year, she was involved in a terrible car accident that caused her continuing health problems, mainly with her heart. I'm going to read a Facebook post she just sent about 4 hours ago. First cardiac procedure complete. I am alive. I'm exhausted and in a lot of pain, but I'm alive. We'll know more about date and time of tricuspid valve replacements later today or tomorrow. That was about 4 hours ago. She's still in hospital recovering from this. She was a trooper throughout the whole ceremony, but unfortunately the complications have set in and made things worse. So I just wanted to give her we're all about the Caps fan here at the Power Play Point podcast. So I promised her I'd give her a little bit of the spotlight here on this episode. And so, if you're listening, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Good vibes heading your way. As much positive energy as we can throw at you. And I hate that I kind of have to rush this, but I didn't want this episode to end without saying, look, we're all thinking of you. And really great that you started to listen to the show and that you've been a fan for a while now. So love you, and hopefully you have nothing less than a speedy recovery because you most certainly deserve it.
Absolutely. And Rebecca, I don't know you, but if the fact that Gil is – you know, singing your praises. I know I'd like you. I want to see that tat. I want nothing but a quick recovery for you. And yeah, hopefully we can meet face to face at some point or have you on the show because we are definitely all going to be thinking about you on this end.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. I hope she has a TV in her room so she can watch the game.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure
Good.
She does. So yeah, that'll be she asked for distractions to kind of keep her mind off things, and that's when I said, well, we're recording today, so we'll say a little something for you, and that just, you know, if I could have seen her face, I know that would have lit up because she said, oh, that's so sweet to hear. So
awesome.
It truly is. So hopefully a speedy recovery. So I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Gonna need to let Anna go. Rochelle, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I love it that you took advantage of this. Unfortunately, I was hoping to get some more in. Chris was meant to call in, but he had another obligation of course, but I'm sure we'll hear from him. And Rochelle will also, I think later on in the season, when your schedule permits, like to have you on as a solo kind of guest spot.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Robbie and Chris have, because sounds like you know your shit. So
yeah, actually, let me just say I'm super excited because I'm going to Vancouver in a couple of weeks. I was just telling Anna this, so I'm going to Vancouver to see the Caps play there. So I'll get to see the Eagles.
Awesome.
So I'm super excited.
All right, so how about when you get out there, we'll have you on as soon as we can after that, and you can tell us all about it on
yeah,
the spot.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go stalk Beagle in the parking lot and tell him to come back.
That's awesome.
Okay,
cool. Well, Gail, go ahead. You want to sign us off?
We'll sign off now. Okay, so for Rochelle Wilcox and, of course, Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off and reminding you that if you're terrified of elevators, you will need to start taking steps to avoid them.
Rochelle,
hallelujah.
Just get used to that.
That was good. That was great.
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.